This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Executives of the company that makes BlackBerries faced their shareholders today in Ottawa, Canada, and it was not a happy meeting. Many investors are upset with the way Research in Motion has been run. The value of RIM's stock has plummeted 80%, with growing competition from iPhones and Droids. And now the company's new management team is trying to convince investors it can turn things around. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
At RIM's annual meeting in Ontario, the air was thick with skepticism about where the company is going. Investor Philip Rayson said it was time for board members to resign.
I'm extremely irritated. Why did they let it get out of hand so badly and so much?
Shareholders such as Rayson blame the company for complacency. Once a leader in the smartphone field, RIM has seen its market share erode because of competition, especially from iPhones. RIM has responded by replacing most of its senior managers. It's also invested heavily in a new generation of smartphone to be called BlackBerry 10. It's supposed to provide the kind of touchscreen technology that users like in iPhones and Androids. But analyst Caterina Milanese of the Gartner Group says there are still a lot of questions about the new product and whether it can compete with Apple.
I think that they're still at the planning phase of how we're going to tackle this going forward. And obviously BlackBerry 10 is the big weapon. That's what they're going to use for their comeback.
But the rollout of the new product has been delayed until the second quarter of next year, and Milanese says that has hurt the company. At the same time, RIM is sharply cutting costs. It's laying off nearly a third of its workforce and closing manufacturing sites. Chief Executive Thorsten Hines has been at RIM since January.
We want to move forward with a lean and nimble organization that can act quickly, is decisive, and is aligned around our growth opportunities and our customers.
One shareholder noted approvingly today that no expensive refreshments were served at the meeting. Company officials also noted that they planned a big shakeup of the board and had hired a company to help carry it out. But with the smartphone market growing fast, RIM has limited time to turn things around. And even if the company survives, it's not clear whether it will ever again be the kind of dominant player in the field that it once was. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.